News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Let's get out, enjoy a meal and a beverage. Mark Bonin, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, writes on that sort of thing. Sports, culture, too, once in a while. Follow him on Twitter at mbona30. We're going to do a couple things this week. Let's first go to a place. I remember the first time Mindy and I went to Johnny's Bar. I heard so many things about it. Parked, walked in, ate outside, and looked around and thought, where are we? Because you felt like, hey, I've never been to Italy, I've never been over to Europe, but I felt like I was there in that garden. Mark, tell me about Johnny's.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, you hit on that patio. It's one of the best of any restaurant in Cleveland. It's got such a unique feel to it. It really does take you away. It's hard to believe you're in the neighborhood that you are. Johnny's is an old classic restaurant. The building itself has been a restaurant in some form or another for close to 100 years. I really enjoyed this place because, you know, a lot of new restaurants pop up. We cover them. It's a really big deal for us at Cleveland.com. When something opens or closes, we're on top of it. But there's a lot to be said for an older restaurant that has really maintained quality and consistency through the years. I really enjoyed Johnny's. It's nice to get out there. And what I really liked about it is a couple of different little touches. Number one, the appetizers there are not what you think of as typical appetizers. They're basically smaller versions of entrees. So you can really nibble on something nicely, but not have to have too big of a dish. Little things on the plate, like there's a little pecorino flan. This is almost like a muffin-like edible little accoutrement on your dish. Mm-hmm. It has a little bit of a cheese flavor to it. Just a very French thing to do in an Italian restaurant. And what I really like, the valet is free, and the valet driver asked us when we were getting our car. He said, "Hey, which way are you going? Which way are you leaving here?" And we got to choose which direction, and then he pulled the car around for us. I don't know. If I've ever had anyone at any restaurant or bar ever do that for me. So there's also a really nice energy, and you get a feeling that there's a lot of regulars who go back there.
Yep.
It's very consistent. So we really enjoyed it, had a really good time, and it's nice when these older classic established places are still doing well year in and year out.
Good review. Johnny's on Fulton, 3164 Fulton Road, johnnysonfulton.com. The Santa Susa family, I know George in Medina, several of the Santa Susa restaurants over the years with different flavors of Italian, if you will, but they all at some point will talk about Johnny's, right?
You got it.
Yep, Johnny's on Fulton. All right. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with me. Okay, we've got two more things before we get to a Sierra Nevada story. I looked at this twice. Mac and cheese crawl?
You know, there's been pub crawls for years where you go to bar, and people have put their spins on that, and sometimes you dress up and you go out, and it's something different. But this one I like. Taste Klee, a local promotional outfit of really an organization about food and drink type of events in Cleveland, is putting on a mac and cheese crawl in downtown Willoughby. So what they've done is they've gathered 14 restaurants. They're in two groups. You get to choose the group you want, seven in each group. On Cleveland.com, I've got a list of the restaurants, their addresses, and most importantly, the specific spin, their version on mac and cheese that they're going to be doing. Now, it's this Saturday. It's in the afternoon, Saturday, yeah. June 9th, and really tasty. I'm a huge mac and cheese person, and it's either clearly a lot of people are. I mean, this is something we all grew up with. These are not your typical right out of a box mac and cheese. I mean, Wild Goose is going to be having a buffalo mac and cheese. Soul is going to be doing chorizo, a Latin-style version. There's others in here where you've got apple cider bacon and jalapeno, smoked Gouda mac and cheese over at Morehouse. I mean, it goes on and on and on. I really think it's something fun. It's something different. It takes comfort food to another level. You find mac and cheese in so many different styles of restaurants. So this is something different. It's something fun. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm almost positive all 14 of these restaurants are in walking distance, or they're pretty close. So I've got a story that lists all of them and where they are, but it should be fun this Saturday in downtown Willoughby.
I tell you what, Willoughby's done a great job in capturing, you said it right, walking and restaurants, and it's a perfect time of the year to do it, you know?
so much going on there. You've got two breweries there, which are essentially more or less in the same block. You've got Brim and you've got Willoughby Brewing. You've got new restaurants popping up. So it's nice to see. It really is a healthy point in the culinary industry in Northeast Ohio.
Mac and cheese crawl, and no matter which you pick, you're not going to go wrong because it's mac and cheese. Yeah,
you
and that's
got
on
it.
That's on Saturday. Okay. Hey, one other event. Shout out to our friends at the Winking Lizard. Great establishments around Northeast Ohio. They've got a meet and greet with the Sierra Nevada people coming, right?
Yeah, this is a big deal. John Lane at Winking Lizard does a lot in terms of not only the offerings that the Winking Lizards and Lizardsville have, but also in certain events. This one is a neat one. Sierra Nevada was really they were a pioneer in craft beer. They go back to really the first wave of craft breweries in this country. Founded, I want to say, in 1980. Ken Grossman, the founder, is going to be coming in for a meet and greet. They're going to be talking about the brewery. He's got a book that he's going to be giving out as well. It's part of the event. I really think it's neat because Sierra Nevada almost was lost in the shuffle in the past few years because of the proliferation of craft breweries, not only in Northeast Ohio, but everywhere. Years ago, even just maybe 15 years ago, their pale ale, which is their flagship, was really a go-to beer for me when I went out and really didn't want a pedestrian lager. Mm-hmm. It's a delicious, smooth pale ale, and the brewery has maintained itself, has grown, and done really well. A few years ago, they even opened up. They're based in Chico, California, and supposedly it's one of the most beautiful breweries on the planet. They've also opened up now in North Carolina, which is a growing enclave of craft beer right now. So this is a fun event. Hats off to the Winking Lizard for bringing in Sierra Nevada, Ken Grossman, in for it. And this will be Monday, June 18th over in Bedford Heights.
Excellent. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30. Great ideas with Sierra Nevada and the meet and greet Winking Lizard on Monday, the 18th. Saturday, you can't go wrong in Willoughby for the mac and cheese crawl. And have been to Johnny's lately or have you never been by chance, check out the review of Johnny's on Fulton as well. Mark Bona, good stuff. Mark, thanks, partner.
Thank you, Bill.